I'm going to cover my top 5 secrets to building your successful practice, and I'm 4 questions that will get you hired. And I put together a wallet card for private practice professionals. It's what I want them to carry around in their wallet to remind themselves every day, if needed, of what you need to focus on, what you need to do to have successful practice. www.byiptips.com. And so these are my top 5 secrets to building your ideal practice. Secret number 1, the real product is you. Now, you might think that because you have all this training and you've gone to school for a long time and that you've worked very hard to develop your skills and your expertise with your clients, that it's about your services. But look at it from the client's perspective. Do they really want this service? Not really. Most clients would rather be doing other things with their money. They're engaging your service, and they've chosen you to do that because they've come to know you, like you, and trust you as the one that can help them. So therefore, in my opinion, the real product is you. So when you put up a website or you're talking with somebody, realize that your training, your expertise, your services, that's secondary to your prospect coming to know you, like you, and trust you. So you need to communicate your uniqueness. You need to be more authentically you. You need to show up in your marketing and your services. You know, don't hide. Don't be afraid to show who you are. That's actually how you can be a better practitioner and a very successful practitioner when you realize that the real product is you. That's secret number 1, and I'm sure you have not heard that one before. Secret number 2 to building a successful ideal practice is to market to your desired audience, not yourself. Now, you must have a niche to market to. Otherwise, I mean, you could put up a billboard like Got Milk, like, you know, Got Therapy. But because people need to know you, like you, and trust you, and they'd really rather not work with you. They'd really rather have fun and spend their money in other ways. You really have to choose your niche. You have to target your desired audience, and you have to communicate to them in ways that they need to get it and hear it for them to be attracted to you. What a lot of practitioners do is they put up a website or they write a book or they design a service that suits them. That's the way they want it to be. Like, for instance, you know, David Steele, therapist, you know, specialized in narrative therapy. Well, who knows what narrative therapy is? Who wants narrative therapy? Practically nobody. You know, maybe other therapists that have studied that and they want to do that with another therapist. So you have to avoid the jargon. You have to speak to the benefits. You have to target your audience to the people who you want to work with, a niche. And you need to market specifically to them in their language, the benefits that they want, the results that they want. And they have to really get it, that you're the one that can help them be successful. And this is just good marketing. When you tailor your services, you tailor your message and your marketing to your audience. It's about them. It's not about what sounds good to you. And so one of the most useful tools in doing this that we cover in our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program is market research. Wow, what a concept. You know, the big corporations do it. We need to do it too. This is just good business. Yes, you are passionate about what you do. You know a lot about it. And you would just love it if people would just, you know, knock down your door and say, gimme, gimme, gimme. However, they have to want what it is you offer. And it's not hard to tweak it so that your marketing is effective and your services are effective, to tweak it to what they want and what they need. So market to your desired audience, not yourself. And in Private Practice Marketing Secrets, we show you how to do that. Secret number 3 of the top 5 secrets to building an ideal practice is take care of your business and it will take care of you. And if you have your own business, in private practice, generally, we are solopreneurs. It's just us. We work alone. And number 1, that can be very isolating. So you should have colleagues, you should have friends, you should have family, you should have collaborators. Don't work alone. It's very isolating. And number two, because private practice professionals are experts in helping people in a particular way, they've gone through a lot of trouble to learn how to do that, school and training and everything. Not a whole lot of them are good business people. I mean, I wasn't. You know, I had to learn everything the hard way, you know, 20 years ago. And then when I started Relationship Coaching Institute and I wanted to mentor my graduates in having successful practices, I knew a lot. I have already had a successful practice, and I had had lots of interns that I helped them establish their practices. So I'd actually been doing this for over 20 years. However, there's a lot that I didn't know at the time that I had to learn the hard way. And so you can benefit from that. You do not need to learn things the hard way. Get the support you need so that you can take care of your business so that it can take care of you. There are a lot of things that your business needs. It needs good bookkeeping. It needs, you know, to have its legal aspects handled. It needs to have, you know, administrative and clerical support, things like filing and billing and answering the phone and everything. Now, for a lot of us, we're doing all of this. Or we are outsourcing certain things like bookkeeping or reception and things like that. But to make it all work and have a successful, ideal practice, everything needs to be taken care of, everything. And because we're practitioners, there are things that we're not good at, we don't know much about, and that we resist. I have to admit that I just learned how to use QuickBooks this past month. Up till now, my bookkeeper has been keeping the books. I've never had to touch QuickBooks. And I decided, you know, I needed to learn how to do that. And you know what? It's not that hard. And I feel very empowered being able to do it myself. The things that you will resist, they won't get done or get done very well. They can sabotage your business. So if you want a successful, ideal practice, everything in your business must be taken care of. If it is, your business will take care of you. You'll be able to send your kids to college. You'll be able to retire comfortably. You'll be able to keep that bargain in the universe that I have, which is, if I do a good job taking care of others, then I will be taken care of. But it's not going to happen automatically. We need to help ourselves do that. We need to make sure our I's are dotted, our T's are crossed. You know, our taxes are filed, our marketing is working for us, our referral systems are working for us, our files are being filed, and, you know, everything. Very, very, very important. Take care of your business, and it will take care of you. Secret number four to the top five secrets to building your ideal practice is enroll, enroll, enroll. I learned the hard way that you can market till the cows come home and not get any clients. The graduates of Relationship Coaching Institute, hundreds of them, were graduating and they really wanted to help singles and couples and they were very excited about doing that. But marketing themselves as a relationship coach was very, very different from everything else they were doing. Whether it's a therapist or a minister or a counselor, whatever it was. And we learned this the hard way. So there are two important pieces to building your business, marketing and enrollment. Marketing is communicating what you do. The purpose of marketing will be to generate prospects. That will be the primary outcome of your marketing, generating prospects. And then we need to convert them to clients. That's enrollment. We need to build our relationship with them so that they know us, like us, and trust us. Because this is a very personal, intimate service. They need to know us, like us, and trust us in order to hire us and work with us. And I'd like to introduce another concept, bluebirds versus boulders. When you are marketing, there are a few folks that will be so attracted and so excited about working with you, they will just fly through your window and say, oh boy, I can't wait to get started. You know, who do I write the check out to? And I call those bluebirds. They practically need no enrollment. They are so excited and interested and attracted, they enroll themselves. However, I have yet to see anybody have a full practice of bluebirds, especially when you're starting out, especially when you're building. when you're a best-selling author, when you're Dr. Phil, yeah, then you can have a full practice of bluebirds. But it takes a while to build up to that. Until then, we need to deal with the boulders. The boulders are the prospects that require effort and a little bit of coaxing, a little bit of pushing and pulling, and they have questions, they have reservations. They ask you questions like, what's your success rate? And how much do you charge? And do you give discounts? And they say things like, you know, I'd really like to, but I'm not sure I can afford it right now. And this drives private practice professionals crazy. When I had a Yellow Page ad, and it was just me in my office and my Yellow Page ad, and I get calls on my Yellow Page ad, when somebody wanted to make an appointment, I knew what to do. I opened my appointment book and made the appointment. When they had questions like, what's your success rate, or how much do you charge, or do you get discounts, or I did not know what to do with them. So that's why in Private Practice Marketing Secrets, we focus so heavily in Module 6 on enrollment. It's so critically important to have the skills to be able to enroll the boulders because they need you. The ones that resist it, the ones that they know they need it, they're attracted, they're interested. That's why they're talking with you. That's why they're on your radar screen. But they're afraid. They really are, or they're resistant because, yeah, I don't want to spend the money right now. But they need it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be talking to you. We need the skills to be able to enroll them. The bluebirds, don't worry about the bluebirds. I mean, you know, they're going to get help no matter what. They're motivated. So I really believe we need to save their souls. We need to have the skills, and we need to reach out to those boulders and convince them to hire us. It's just my opinion. We need to enroll, enroll, enroll. Because the bluebirds are wonderful, we love them, but there's not enough of them. So secret number 5 to my top 5 secrets to building a successful practice is follow up, follow up, follow up. Your fortune is in the follow up. This is something that the dabblers have trouble with. We like to start things. We don't like to finish them. It's hard to follow through. We get excited about this. We get excited about that. We feel like doing this. We don't feel like doing that. And to have a successful practice, we must follow up. When somebody calls us and leaves a message, we need to follow up. When we have a conversation with somebody about our services and they need to think about it or talk to their wife or they're going on vacation, you know, they'll be back in a week, we need to follow up. Follow up, follow up, follow up. I have been the worst offender to this in the past. In the 90s, I did a workshop for fathers. Fatherhood in the 90s. I put a couple of months' worth of work into designing the workshop. It had a manual that was about a half inch thick, and I marketed it to my local community. I got a bunch of fathers in my office. We had a one-day workshop. It was wonderful. They loved it. I enjoyed doing it. However, I didn't follow it up. I didn't do another one. My attitude goes, okay, well, that was fun. You know, what's next? What do I want to do now? And I regret to this day not following that up because those fathers, they wanted more. I could have started a group. I could have taken some on as individual clients. But I wasn't paying attention to that. I wasn't in that mindset. I was just focused on what I wanted to do, which was to put on this workshop. The secret question to following up that I ask myself all the time now is, what's next? So everything you do, let's say you go to a networking luncheon and you have a bunch of business cards that you bring back to your office, what's next? Let's say you have a conversation with a prospective client. They don't hire you yet. They need to think about it. What's next? You do a workshop or a presentation. What's next? How are you going to follow that up? So secret number 5 is very, very important. Follow up, follow up, follow up. Your fortune is in the follow up. Those are my 5 secrets, my top 5 secrets to building your ideal practice. I've learned all of these the hard way. I have mentored hundreds of private practice professionals now. I've seen what works. I've seen what doesn't work. These are my top 5 tips. So I would like to share with you 4 questions that will get you hired. I call these my 4 closing questions. When you have a what we call an enrollment conversation. It's like an initial consultation, or somebody calls you on the phone and they're inquiring about your services and you are inquiring about who they are and what their situation is. You're having a dialogue. You're having a conversation. The outcome that you want of that conversation is for them to hire you, right? And now that you know about Bluebirds and Boulders, you know that they're not going to necessarily hire you on the spot. They might need some encouragement. And here is how you do that. When it's time to transition, and you decide when the time is, you can't afford to be talking to them all day. So how long do you want to talk with them? Whether it's 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whether it's a half an hour, 45 minutes, you decide how long to talk with them. And when it's time to transition the talk from being of service to them, talking about them and their situation, talking about your services, when it's time to close, then the first question that you might ask is, has this been helpful to you? It's a wonderful question because we want to be helpful. And when we ask this question, your prospect, you can see the wheels turning in their mind, you know, decide, has this been helpful to me? Yes, this has been very helpful to me. Thank you very much. So you have a positive mindset. You have a positive connection going here, starting with this question. Has this been helpful to you? And then question number two, would you like to continue this conversation sometime? It's a very casual question. We're not trying to pin them down into making an appointment. We're just asking about their intention, their mindset, where they're at. So if we've had a half an hour conversation about you and your situation and your needs, challenges, and goals, and I ask you, has this been helpful to you? And you say, yes, it has, thank you. And then I ask, well, would you like to continue this conversation sometime? It's very open-ended. You know, what's your intention? Where are you at? How are you feeling? And I like the word conversation because a lot of what we do as private practice professionals is we have a conversation with our clients. Our services are sometimes just an ongoing conversation. And so if our prospect is in touch with the fact that we've been helpful to them and they'd like to continue talking with us and working with us and connecting with us, this will get them in touch with that desire. It's a very simple, very powerful question. Would you like to continue this conversation sometime? And question number three, assuming that the answer to questions one and two has been positive, has this been helpful to you? Yeah, thank you very much. Would you like to continue this conversation sometime? Well, sure. Question three is almost a trick question, and it goes like this. When is good for you? And it's not what it seems. I mean, ideally, we would bring out our appointment book and they'd be ready to book an appointment and we would get a client out of the deal. But that's not what this question is designed to do. It's not what we're expecting. It is a natural segue, though, from would you like to continue this conversation sometime? If they responded affirmatively in any way, then it's just a very natural thing for you to respond, oh, cool, when is good for you? When would you like to do that? Now, the real purpose of this question, what it will provoke, is any questions or reservations that your prospect has. And so you're going to get a reaction like this. Wait a minute, I need to talk to my wife first, or, well, how does this work? Or, well, how much do you charge? You know, whatever questions, whatever reservations, whatever it is they need to do, know, say, or ask in order to be able to decide to hire you will come out as a result of this question. And it's a very elegant way to do that. You don't want to be in the position of saying, okay, well, what do you need to do in order to hire me? You're ready to hire me now, right? Just say, well, when is good for you? And so before they're ready to actually book that appointment, what it is they need to do or ask, they'll let you know. And question number four. Now, this could be considered optional, but if you've been through Private Practice Marketing Secrets, you know that we don't consider it optional at all. It's about asking for the referral. Always, always, always ask for the referral, especially when you've been helpful to somebody, especially when you've had a positive connection. So if you've had a positive interaction during this enrollment conversation, go ahead and ask. And here's the way you ask. Who do you know that can benefit from what I do? And when you ask it that way, it's a very open-ended question. Who do you know? Who do I know? then their mind starts going. They start thinking of people. It's a very different question than, do you know anyone? Or would you be willing to? Or whatever. Who do you know that would can benefit from what I do? Now, there's another benefit to asking this question during the enrollment conversation besides the possibility of getting a referral. The interesting phenomenon is, if they would be willing to refer somebody else to you, then they'd be more willing to work with you themselves. Think about it. If they are positively inclined to refer their brother, their neighbor, their coworker, their friend to you, they must think that you're pretty qualified and pretty good at what you do. It gets them in touch with how they have come to know you and like you and trust you. It actually makes them more inclined to working with you. And so I highly suggest you ask this question during the enrollment conversation, because all four questions will lead them closer and closer and closer to hiring you. They made a positive connection, and you are walking them down the primrose path to making the decision to hire you. Very, very simple. These are four questions for doing it. It works. This has been tested and tried with hundreds of my graduates now. It works. They will all endorse it and testify that it does. So I'm happy to pass it on to you today, because I strongly believe that we can only make the difference in the world that we are born to make, that we want to make, if we can get clients. And I want to see all private practice professionals have a successful practice working with who you want to work with, doing what you want to do, having your dream job, your dream practice. You're only going to be able to do that if you're able to get clients. So these four closing questions will get you hired, will help you get clients. And I'm happy to pass them on to you today. Use them in good health. Use them to get clients. And I got to tell you, as much as I've shared today, this is the tip of the iceberg. This is scratching the surface. Our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program is the way to build your ideal practice. We have all the information and resources and the individualized support into six modules. It is guaranteed. You get your money back if you don't like it or if it doesn't work for you. Plus, when you join, you have lifetime access. Lifetime. I don't just want you to go through it once. I don't expect you to get everything you need and have your business totally launch exactly the way you want it the first time. I want to be your practice development consultant for life. I want an ongoing relationship. I want to be your coach. You join this program, you will be a member for life. You'll be able to do it as many times as you need to, get all the support you need. And when you join this program, you have complete access to our private practice marketing on a budget materials. So if you go to privatepracticemarketingonabudget.com, you could buy all four sets right there and take it home. But you wouldn't have the individualized coaching, the expertise, the mentoring to choose which pieces will work uniquely for you to help you build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients. So we include the private practice marketing on a budget materials, no charge, as a bonus when you join Private Practice Marketing Secrets. So not only do you have the individualized support, but you have the individual tools, detailed, step-by-step, practical tools. Most of them are free or low cost. The most effective ways of building your ideal practice don't cost anything. So the biggest investment in your business should be to get the support that you need in the Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program. After that, it's all downhill. Now, I have some questions for you. Would you like to build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients? Guaranteed. Here's how. Join our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program. It's unique. It's one of a kind. It's comprehensive. It's thorough. It's tested. It will work for you. If it doesn't, you get your money back. There is many, many things in here that I have not seen in any other practice development program. Nothing else can touch it. As far as I'm concerned, this is the only program to bother with if you want to build your ideal practice. Sign up right now. Make the decision. If you're a go-getter, then you will step up and do it. If you're not, move on. And then the next opportunity might not come. You put it back on the shelf, and then you stay in your routine. Nothing much changes for you. So today is the day to make that decision and step up to build your ideal practice. Would you like free admission to our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program? Free admission. Well, here's how. We have an affiliate program. We pay 50%. That means if you get two of your colleagues to join, then your admission is free. That's a great deal. Now, you have colleagues. You have people you went to school with. You have people that might be in the next office right now. Pass along this information to them. Encourage them to join. If you can get two of your colleagues to join, then your admission is free. You paid your tuition. Now, here's one even better. How would you like for us to pay you to join our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program? Here's how. Just refer three of your colleagues or more. And at 50% commission, that adds up really, really fast. Now, one of the things about building your business is passive income. You're in business anyway. You talk to people anyway. You have people in your network anyway. And if they can benefit from a resource, why not pass on information about that resource? Whether it's a book or an audio program, or in this case, a practice development program that is unmatched anywhere. And how would you like lifetime access to our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program? Lifetime. You pay once, you have lifetime access. You never need to join or pay for another practice development program or practice building information ever again. Join our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program. Join once, you're in for life. And if you know me, we are always adding things to it, always refining and developing. So as a member, once you join, you're a member for life. You'll have lifetime access to this. So I invite you to join us today. Go to privatepracticemarketingsecrets.com. Go ahead and sign up. I hope today's information has been valuable to you. And if you are a go-getter or want to be, and you want to build your ideal practice and fill it with your ideal clients, there is only one program that I would recommend, and I've looked at them all, and we've spent 10 years refining this. It's our Private Practice Marketing Secrets Mentoring Program. So I hope you will take advantage of it. I look forward to having you join us. Thanks for joining us, and we will see you next time.